T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Big announcement yesterday, $200 gift card to kids 12 to 17 if they get vaccinated. How about this, too? This is the biggie. They'll be put into a drawing, I guess, to get perhaps one of five, $100,000 toward college. I mean, that is just amazing. I don't know who wouldn't do that. But it's what the governor is trying to do to get more young people vaccinated, to keep them in school. And we have with us on our newsline Dr. David Hilden of Hennepin Healthcare, also co-host, or host, I should say, of Healthy Matters Sunday Morning. Dr. Hilden, what do you think? Is that one out of the park, or do you think it'll really motivate young people to get vaccinated?
Hey, good morning, Susie. Well, it sounds like a good idea to me, although I'm not a sociologist. But
you're not?
No. But I think younger people might be motivated by a couple hundred bucks in a gift card. I'm not sure if our young people are as motivated by things in the future, because, you know, that's way down the line. But I love the idea of positive incentives to get people to get vaccinated. So sounds like a pretty good idea to me. And that's not chump change, that school scholarship funds. And it's not like it's one in a zillion. It's going to be one in something somewhat reasonable, a chance of winning that thing. So I think it's a good idea.
Right. And, you know, maybe the parents will go, we know the value of $100,000, you know, as they're putting the money away in their 529s. They say, oh, man, come on, let's go get that shot. Well, let's talk about boosters. Looks like J&J will get the go ahead. Will we be able to mix and match? A lot of people have questions about that.
I think we probably will. The FDA and the CDC, which are two separate agencies, both have their roles. But they are both looking at it. The CDC, I think, this week, and the FDA is the final say, I believe. Maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. In any case, both the Moderna recipients and Johnson & Johnson recipients should probably be able to get a booster as soon as later this week or next week.
Okay.
It's unclear on what the exact recommendations are going to be because, you know, the data changes every day. But it will be likely that you will be given options for which vaccine you wish to get for your booster. The difference however, the Moderna one will still be, it needs to be 6 weeks since you, or six months since your previous Moderna vaccine. The J&J one, and it's only going to be for older adults and people with conditions and medical conditions. The J&J one, I believe, will be available to everybody who got the initial J&J one, just any adult with no conditions. So that'll be a slight difference there.
Sure. We'll watch that. Then also we saw the sad story about Colin Powell, fully vaccinated, had been battling health issues, possibly that had weakened his immune system. I know the governor talked about it yesterday. Dr. Hilden, he said that, you know, some naysayers may say, oh, look, you know, he got vaccinated and he still got it and died. So what's the point of the vaccine? He was more like, let's look at it a different way. How about getting the vaccination so that you don't have the situation happen for you? So because in that case, somebody gave him it. So had someone not been, you know, he obviously contracted it from somewhere, right?
That's exactly right. And it's sad about Secretary Powell. He, you know, is such a longtime public servant. And he did have weakened immune system. I understand he had a cancer. I think it was multiple myeloma. And he had Parkinson's disease, I do believe. I'm not sure on all that, but he had a weakened immune system. The very first thing I thought of when I heard that he was vaccinated was, oh, no. Now there's going to be people who misread that and say, see, it didn't work. That's not it at all. My analogy is you can find somebody who sadly dies in a car accident while wearing their seatbelt. It doesn't mean that you would say, well, they don't work. So I'm not going to wear mine ever again because that guy died from it.
Yeah.
No, that's not how you should read it. COVID is still a dangerous disease for especially older adults and people with weakened immune systems. The vaccine makes that dangerous disease less dangerous, and it makes it far less dangerous for most of us.
Yeah.
But for some, with medical conditions in older adults, it's still a dangerous disease.
Yeah.
And the only way to make it less dangerous for everybody is to get rid of it, or at least lessen the cases of this thing. And so that's why everybody else needs to get vaccinated, so people like General Powell don't have to die from it.
Appreciate your time, as always, Dr. Hilden. Look forward to talking with you Sunday morning on Healthy Matters.
Thanks, Susie.
All right, Dr. David Hilden, Hennepin healthcare doctor, with us talking COVID and Sunday Healthy Matters, so we hope you'll join us then as well. It is 6:57 on the morning news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.